AP Sports. I'm Mike Reeves. The NBA and NHL playoffs continued with two games Friday in both leagues, and we begin on the hardwood where correspondent Tom McCabe watched the Pacers climb back into their series against the Knicks.
On a night when three Pacers dominated the scoring in a 111-106 win over the Knicks, Andrew Nimhardt had just 5 points. But it was Nimhardt who hit a winning three-pointer with 16 seconds to go.
I can't say that was a product of just practicing threes. I was just in the moment type of thing. But I definitely try to space a little bit deeper on the line so you can kind of work a longer closeout for sure.
Tyrese Haliburton had 35 points to lead the Pacers, who can even the series Sunday.
Man, just digging in, understanding our backs are against the wall. We're here at home. Obviously, they handled business. We can both at home, and everybody knows what it looks like when you go down 3-0. So, we had to come out, play desperate, play hard.
The Knicks got 35 points from Dante DiVincenzo.
The defending champion Nuggets went to Minnesota down 2-0. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Nuggets are within 2-1 in the Western Conference semifinals following a 117-90 blowout win at Minnesota. Denver carried a 27-point lead into the fourth quarter, the only way Nikola Jokic could be stopped from having a triple-double. The reigning MVP had 24 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists. Jamal Murray also had 24 points.
Not just me, but everybody was just focused and dialed in and understood the task at hand. And, we still have a task to do. So it was nice to get a win today and the way we won, but like I said, We got to bring that energy for next game, too.
Michael Porter Jr. provided 21 as the Nuggets shot 54% from the field, including 14 of 29 from beyond the arc. Anthony Edwards had a team-high 19 points for the Wolves, who host game 4 on Sunday.
Off-the-court news in the NBA, Mike Budenholzer has agreed to become the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. According to multiple reports, Budenholzer replaces Frank Vogel, who was fired Thursday after one season. ESPN and The Athletic both reported that the deal was for 5 years. On the ice, the Panthers were in Boston with their series tied at 1-1. Gethin Coolbaugh was there to bring us this report.
10 unanswered goals in their second-round Stanley Cup playoff series have given the Panthers a 2-1 series lead over the Bruins following a 6-2 Game 3 win. After scoring the last six in a 6-1 Game 2 victory, Florida took a 4-0 lead in Game 3, with two coming on a double minor power play from Vladimir Tarasenko, then Carter Verhaeghe 1 minute apart late in the second. Evan Rodriguez scored twice.
We've built some chemistry together. The last part of the season and into the playoffs, and look forward to continuing that.
Jacob Lauko and Jake DeBrusk scored in the third for the Bruins, who lost captain Brad Marchand to an upper body injury after the second.
In Vancouver, the Oilers defeated the Canucks 4-3 in overtime to even that series at 1-1. Evan Bouchard netted the game winner 5:38 into the extra session. Coming up, Major League Baseball results and the rest of the Friday in sports. The Yankees continued to play good baseball, getting strong pitching and timely hitting to take down the Rays. Here's Dave Ferry.
The Yankees were 2-0 winners over the Rays behind Clark Schmidt and Anthony Rizzo. Schmidt allowed 5 hits with 6 strikeouts and 2 walks over 6 2/3 innings.
I feel like I was in a really good spot mechanically and just getting to my lanes and kind of getting to my areas, so really wasn't too worried when their traffic was on base.
He's 4-1 and hasn't allowed more than 3 runs in any of his 8 starts. Rizzo opened the scoring with a 4th-inning single and added a solo homer in the 9th inning of New York's 6th win in 7 games. Clay Holmes loaded the bases with 2 out before fanning Johnny Loduca for his 12th save. Losing pitcher Taj Bradley allowed just 4 hits over 6 innings of his season debut.
The Padres walked off the Dodgers 2-1, ending LA's 7-game winning streak. Luis Arraez with the game-winning single. The Cubs won 7-2 at Pittsburgh. It was Houston 5, Detroit 2. Baltimore beat Arizona 4-2 behind winning pitcher Cole Irvin, who gave up 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings after he had pitched scoreless ball in each of his previous 3 starts.
By no means was even at the forefront of my mind. I was focused on getting back to executing pitches. I felt like early in that outing I wasn't throwing it where I wanted to. And I was sporadic throughout that game. So it wasn't my most polished game, but I'm happy with where some pitches were at towards the later part of the outing.
The Twins edged the Blue Jays 3-2. It was the Braves over the Mets 4-2. The Phillies beat the Marlins 8-2. It was Nationals 5, Red Sox 1. The White Sox doubled up the Guardians 6-3. Milwaukee pummeled St. Louis 11-2. The Cards have lost six straight. Colorado beat Texas 4-2. Adam Frazier's two-run home run in the ninth inning propelled the Royals past the Angels 2-1. Seattle throttled Oakland 8-1. And Cincinnati ended an eight-game losing streak with a 4-2 win at San Francisco. Stuart Fairchild with an inside-the-park home run for the Reds. A Kansas judge on Friday ordered University of Illinois basketball standout Terrence Shannon Jr. to stand trial on a rape charge. Shannon Jr. is accused of committing sexual assault on September 9th in Lawrence, Kansas. He's been charged with rape or an alternate count of sexual battery. The charge led to Shannon Jr. being suspended for six games before a federal judge reinstated him. LPGA Tour, Nelly Korda shot a 6-under par 66 to pull within four shots of the leaders at the Cognizant Founders Cup. Korda is attempting to become the first player to win six straight LPGA tournament starts. PGA Tour, Xander Schauffele leads the Wells Fargo Championship by four strokes. Play was suspended before the second round could be completed. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.